why did the train eat its lunch?
I don't know why.
Because it was on the right track.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
I'm taking a road that suits me. I'll walk beside all my doubts. So I'm looking for signs to help me, take me where the river runs. Gonna take the more high ground. Can't take this one lying down. The chains are gone and time rolls on. This underground railroad has a means. Buy myself some farmland and live a life that makes me glad.
Chance to believe, receive, 'cause time moves fast. Oh, I'm hoping for a reunion. There at the promised land.
That was Shanika Simon and Eric Bibb right here on the Children's Hour with a 2023 single called Underground Railroad. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're going to learn about the Underground Railroad with fourth graders from Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. These kids have been studying Harriet Tubman and her role in liberating enslaved people before the American Civil War. There's a lot to learn about the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman, so much that we created a learning guide for this episode, which you can find at childrenshour.org look for Underground Railroad. Get on board with us today and let's learn American history together. This is Ziggy Marley.
My daddy used to sing this song. Now I've grown to be a man. It lingers deep within my soul. Lingers deep within my soul.
This train's bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Nobody rides with the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train.
This train has left the station, this train. This train has left the station, this train. This train has left the station. My daddy would sing this song. Now I've grown to be a man. It lingers deep within my soul. Lingers deep within my soul. This train is bound to glory. This train. This train is bound to glory. This train.
Children's Hour. Today on the show, we're learning about the Underground Railroad with kids from Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Mrs. Charles's classroom. These bilingual fourth graders studied the life of Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman was born in Maryland between the years 1820 and 1821. There is no record of her birth because Harriet was a slave. Her parents were Ben Ross and Harriet Aldrich. When Harriet was a child, people called her by her nickname, Minty. Her home was an old cabin with no windows.
When Minty was 6 years old, she was sent to work far away from her parents. She worked for Mrs. Cook and Mrs. Suzanne. With Mrs. Cook, she had to make yarn. And with Mrs. Suzanne, Minty had to watch a baby all night so that the baby would not cry. One day, Minty ate a sugar cube, and she got a consequence.
After many years, Minty started to work in the fields. Mr. Brodus, her enslaver, told her to chop wood and drive an oxen. When she was around 13 years old, a slave tried to escape and the overseer tried to catch him. Minty followed the man and the overseer to a store. The overseer asked Minty to help tie the runaway slave down, but she refused. The man ran away and Minty blocked the overseer from catching the runaway slave. The overseer threw a 2-pound weight and hit Minty in the forehead.
Now people respected Minty because she defied an overseer, and she was now called Harriet. After Harriet got injured in the head, she was not the same. She got headaches and sometimes she had sleeping spells. She still heard rumors that Mrs. Broaddus was going to sell her and her family. Later, Mr. Broaddus died from sickness. Harriet's new owner was Dr. Anthony Thompson.
Her new owner gave her jobs where she had to cut logs and drive ox cars and plow the field. She also had to do work inside the house like sweeping, making the beds, and washing laundry. In the meantime, her dad taught her how to find the north by looking at the stars and moss in the trees. Moss tends to grow in the north side of the trees in North America.
When Harriet was 23 years old, she met John Tubman. They fell in love and got married. John was a free man, but Harriet was not. Harriet wanted to go north to be free with him, but her husband did not want to leave the South. He would threaten her if she continued talking about escaping.
Harriet wanted to escape anyway, so she tried to escape with her brothers. They were not successful the first time. Harriet tried to escape for a second time. She waited for her husband to fall asleep and took supplies and food to go to Pennsylvania.
After Harriet left her house, she went to the home of a Quaker woman to be on the Underground Railroad. Before Harriet left her house, she gave her quilt to the kind Quaker that was helping her. She had to hide and stop during the daytime and move during the night. She arrived in Pennsylvania in 1849.
Water, waiting in the water. Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of peace. Maybe we can soothe the savage beast. Sing a song of justice. Sing a song of love. Sing a song of the strength that grows within, helps us on our feet again. Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of peace. Sing a song of freedom. Sing a song of peace.
Right here on the Children's Hour from a release called Proud Like a Mountain. And before that, Ella Jenkins and Friends. That's from African American Folk Rhymes. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the Children's Hour, we're learning about the Underground Railroad. You can find a learning guide, photos, and more at childrenshour.org. Look for Underground Railroad. The kids teaching us are from Mrs. Charles's bilingual classroom of fourth graders at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You're listening to Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. The Children's Hour in Globalkirky present Globalkirquito School Day Mini Fest, featuring performances by Robert Mirabal from Taos Pueblo and French Canadian Melisande. Stream the fun live on Friday, March 13th, starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Sign up at childrenshour.org.